Harvard University astronomy professor Alyssa Goodman is an expert on star formation. Not long ago, she and her colleagues at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics were reviewing data on a dense cosmic cloud nicknamed Nessie by the scientist who first described it. Goodman's team saw a new feature, a long tendril of dust and gas.
What we found out is, first of all, that Nessie is much, much longer than people thought. There are these little dashed connections to it off to the sides, and you can make it as much as 8 times longer, about 1,000 light years long than it was thought to be before. And then when you analyze where it goes in the three-dimensional view that we have of how we think the galaxy looks, it turns out to be like a spine.
Since we live inside the Milky Way, it can be difficult for us to determine its exact structure. Goodman says this is the first time that scientists have seen such a delicate piece of the galactic skeleton.
And so what we've added to this is the idea that there might be these very sharp, dense features that we can pick out of the data, and that that will just add another tool to the arsenal of trying to figure out the structure of the galaxy we live in.
Computer simulations of galaxy formation show webs of filaments within spiral disks. It's very likely that the newly discovered Milky Way feature is one of these skeletal filaments.
And so if we combine this information in a statistical way, we can probably build a pretty good three-dimensional model of the galaxy.
Goodman says the new filament is likely made from high-density gas, the type that forms stars. The discovery is an interesting demonstration of what's called open science. Goodman and 9 collaborators are writing the paper on the find, which the public can review as it evolves online at authoria.com.
That means that as we work on the paper, which is about 90% done at this point, but the whole world can see it, they can watch us work on it.
Goodman presented her work at the American Astronomical Society meeting in Long Beach, California. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.